Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. What an episode today. We were live. Rather, I was live. Brad was out of town, and I was asked by Anna Faris and Sim Sarna of the Unqualified podcast, which I'm sure you've heard of and are a fan of because it's one of the top pods out there, to be a part of their live podcast midterm class for their How to Make a Great Podcast class that they taught at USC this year. And so About Last Night and the Self-Helpless podcast with Delaney Fisher, Kelsey Cook, and Taylor Tomlinson were asked to come down and let the students help produce their podcast live. And it was a fucking blast. I'm a Trojan. That's my alma mater. So it was really cool to go back. Talked a lot about the old days of SC and how things have changed up top. And then Anna Faris joined me for like 20 minutes. And it was fucking awesome. We grew up not too far from each other in North Seattle. But on top of that connection, she's just a comedy beast and so fun. And hopefully we'll get her on for a full ep with Brad and I. But it was a blast. And then Jonathan Kite came by, just always a pro, an ALN Hall of Famer for sure. And we got the kids rolling pretty hard. So enjoy the hell out of this episode live from Traddy's at USC, which is the campus bar. It definitely was a lot grungier. And is cummier a word? The floors were cummier, stickier. It's been cleaned up, but still a lot of fun. Follow Anna Faris at Anna Faris, Sim Sarna on Instagram, and their podcast, Unqualified, all on Instagram. Follow me at Adam Ray Comedy, at Alan Podcast, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. And tour dates coming up. I'm going to be at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland next week, the 15th. I'm sorry, this week, the 15th through the 17th, man. So come out and see me. Timonium, Maryland, Magoobie's Joke House, the November 15th through the 17th. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. And then next week, I'm going to be at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City, one of my favorite clubs in the world. Gotham Comedy Club, New York City, November 23rd through the 25th. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Brad Williams, November 8th through the 10th, is going to be at the Carlson in Rochester, New York. November 8th through the 10th, Brad Williams, the Carlson in Rochester, New York. Tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com. And of course, the live About Last Night podcast is coming to the Downtown Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado, November 28th at 8 p.m. Get your tickets at adamraycomedy.com or comedyworks.com. November 28th, Brad Williams, Adam Ray, live ALN. Special guests will be there. We never disappoint with our live pods. We had Frank Caliendo and Burt Kreischer in Arizona. We had fucking Adam Devine and Jim Jeffries at the Comedy Store. You don't know. Denver, it's going to go off. Get your tickets November 28th, Comedy Works, live ALN. AboutLastNightPodcast.com for past, present episodes and your ALN merch. ShopAdamRay.com for all your Adam Ray merch. Oh, and shit, She-Ra drops tomorrow. I can't fucking wait, dude. It's been a long wait, but Netflix and DreamWorks are releasing She-Ra. It's a big deal. The Princess Warrior. On Netflix, and I play Swift Wind, She-Ra's sidekick talking horse, which was so fun, dude. Being the voice of a cartoon on a hit show like this, it's going to be amazing. So check that out. Stream it. It's definitely an adult cartoon, but kids obviously will love it because it's cartoons. So check that out, She-Ra on Netflix. I think that's it. The best of ALNs will be dropping in a couple weeks. Can't wait for those. Comment and rate the podcast on iTunes. 5 stars, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Laughable app, and email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com for a chance to hear your email read and win some free merch. Now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast live from USC with me, Anna Faris, and Jonathan Kite.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's About Last Night.
USC, how you feeling? Make some noise, Trojans. Welcome to the first Live About Last Night podcast at a college, but at Traddy's. But Brad and I are both Trojans, so that's great. Sorry, Brad couldn't be here. He also might be here. He could be under one of your chairs, so feel free to look under your seat and find a... Okay, good. I'm glad you guys laughed at that, because he would have. No, Brad couldn't be here. He was on the road. Like we got mentioned in our intro, we're traveling comics, so sometimes you can't go back to your roots, but this is cool to come back here. And it's also cool that you guys are into podcasts, because we didn't grow up with that medium, you know, especially trivia, like you guys. By the way, give it up for your trivia night to pre the podcast midterm. Nothing fires up a crowd like trivia. I've always said that. But it's great because you guys don't know. Like back in our day, we didn't have Google at our disposal. I saw some of you guys on your phones cheating, and that's fine. I'm not going to call you out, but you were doing it, you know. But back in our day, we had to just be like, I think Air Bud was filmed in 1994, you know. But you guys were like, well, let me double check on that so I can win that free merch. But congrats on that. This is exciting to come back to USC. You guys. Don't know how much this place has changed and gotten better. You used to be able to come into Traddy's and walk away with somebody's semen on your shoe. And half you aren't laughing because you're like, oh, I actually did that tonight. So times have not changed. But no, this place has gotten better. Like any college experience, it's going to when you leave. A lot more skateboards. Yeah, can you guys attest to that? A lot more skateboards. A lot longer hair on the dudes. Which is just maybe the SoCal look. A lot less DPS cops, which I find a little disheartening. I didn't see any in my 2 minutes being upstairs. And I miss those guys. I miss the days of riding my bike through campus and a bike cop being like, hey, walk your bike. And me being like, no. And he's like, okay, cool. I'm a DPS officer. I don't really actually do anything. Is Slim still here? Slim? Yeah, great. So for those of you listening at home, USC is one of the top schools in the world, I think it's safe to say. Home to, Reggie Bush's football NCAA records, home to a lot of other cool stuff. The Zemeckis Film Center, Will Ferrell went here. But people don't know about the characters that aren't on paper. And Slim is a crackhead homeless guy who lives outside of Spudnuts. And guess what? He was there 17 years ago when I first got here. And I saw somebody give him $100 to sing the alphabet. It was a version of the alphabet, you know what I'm saying? I think crack can really affect your perspective on what letters should be in the traditional alphabet, you know? There was a lot of like, eh, bah, ha, donuts, you know? And I was like, well, it is time for donuts. I don't know if that's a part of the alphabet, but I guess we're shifting gears. So let's get to know Slim is still here. You said that with a lot of enthusiasm, like you see Slim on the regular.
I love Slim.
Yeah, are you dating Slim? That is concerning on many levels, but also great because, hey man, who says you can't find love outside of a donut shop?
That's true.
Yeah.
It's hard not to pass on my way home.
For sure, yeah. Does he ever talk to you?
Oh yeah, that's
my name. Oh, nice. So as you were walking home, he was just like, I'm Slim, by the way, since you didn't ask me. Thanks for introducing yourself. That's great. Well, so this is your guys' first, this class. By the way, give it up for Anna Ferris and Sim Sarna for putting this class together. You guys don't know how truly fortunate you are to have the best in the game giving you guys insight into how to make this work. What has been your guys' perception of podcasts before you took this class?
Amazing.
For sure. And feel free to answer Price is Right style. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know what the Price is Right is, I feel bad for you. And also YouTube it later tonight. But fellas, you got real excited to answer. What did you think of a podcast? Yeah.
Now I know it's hard.
Nice. You will not be the commercial for the class. That delivery was terrible. Yeah. Well, at first I thought it was tough, but now it's great. Yeah. Double thumbs up. Oh, thanks. Yeah, Anna, you guys, do you mind if we get a little guest from Anna Faris? The great Anna Faris. Seattle's own. Just found out we grew up about 10 minutes apart from each other.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But truly, like, how, because it is deceptively easy, right?
Yes.
So what were the challenges that you faced?
Boy, you're getting all James Lipton-y on me. Okay, cool. Nothing? Yeah, you guys, if you're listening at home playing the James Lipton drinking game, drink three. Yeah, it's, I think you go into a podcast thinking, oh, I need a mic, I need somebody to talk to, or if I don't have a co-host, myself, and just a lot of thoughts. But yeah, I think once you get into it, you realize, and you see now with how many podcasts are out there, having a theme and a purpose and a reason for why you're doing it. You know, it's like anything, you're going to do something, like, why are you going to do it? And I think with podcasts, the market has definitely been saturated now. Like, you guys have definitely, you tell me also, you guys hit it when podcasts have been established, and you came in with a strong angle as far as, like, here's how we're going to separate ourselves.
That's kind of you to say, but what made you sort of emotionally want to do a podcast?
Well, look, when a dwarf asks you to do anything, you say yes. And, you know, whether that's go to Baskin Robbins, whether that's get on his dragon, whether that's do a podcast, yeah. I feel like if Brad were here, you guys would laugh harder at the dwarf jokes.
But his face is here.
That should be good enough.
But you're touching on something.
Yeah. There is, I think, a need in comedy. And fellows at the bar, if you could be louder, that'd be great. Yeah. But I think there's... Yeah, that jacket's doing the talking for you.
Wait,
but
you know what I could do?
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah, let me help you out.
They didn't even turn around.
No, didn't even turn around, yeah.
Shit.
He must live near... Yours are way better. I don't know why I joined in
I thought I would make it sexier.
You were doing fine on your own.
Thank you.
By the way, he must live in a situation where those sounds are consistent.
Shit.
He was like, Becky and Sam.
Fuck.
Another Wednesday afternoon.
I got into a point in my life where I thought, I'm not going to fake orgasms anymore.
Good for you.
Thanks.
God, girls really do that more than we think, don't they?
Well.
What a bummer.
Probably. I don't know. Probably. But I just, I don't know. It just took like a point in my life where it's like.
Go ahead. You got a point in life where.
Well, it was just like, you know.
I'm here. Let me play the part of orgasm person.
I act for a living.
Yeah, so you get good.
I want to act in bed.
Have you ever been so transparent that even you heard yourself fake orgasm and you were like, that was a poor performance? Like, you said something out of character, like, hooray! Or, you know, like.
No.
And you're like, oh, that's
no,
not
no,
what somebody would say
good.
When they're coming.
I know I'm known as, like, in the comedy world, I'm very good in the dramatic world. Oh, yeah.
What are the signs that a guy can look out for if a girl is beginning to fake orgasm? Are there any sort of like...
That's interesting.
And not for me, but for like the other fellas out there. Like the guys in dragon jackets that walk away from podcast confrontation.
Oh, God. I feel like it's very specific per lady.
Yeah.
Would anyone like to chime in?
Would any
in
of the
here?
College gals like to chime in on this? This feels like an appropriate, and I'll take your silence as a hard maybe. No, that felt weird asking.
Joined experience?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Oh, are we losing them?
We had a volunteer?
Right.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yes.
Volunteer.
Please.
Come up here. Tell us.
You can
how
just stand
man,
like it's an AA meeting if you want.
How a man can tell if a lady is not enjoying herself quite as much as the man would like, but the lady is like, oh, I would like for this to be over mentally,
yeah.
You know, in like 6 to 7 minutes.
That was a great explanation.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Yeah,
great.
You know what? Just shoot us an email at gmail.com. Well, Anna, I do feel like the podcast game is changing constantly, and I feel like you guys trying to give them insight into it now is a big move because you know, I started when I feel like there was maybe a handful, like 5 years ago, a podcast, and it definitely, like I mentioned earlier, has gotten a little saturated. So you feel a little pressure to not reinvent yourself, but just constantly be making sure that your content and your conversations are at a high level. But you asked me earlier what got me into it, and I think it really is that that need to continue to like connect, and not only with your audience and to build a following, but like stand-up is, you know, a small piece of the pie of the interaction and the, I guess, validation that a lot of comics feed off of. And even now, you know, when I see more and more actors getting into it, I'm like, oh yeah, duh, that makes sense. Like, they don't have stand-up.
Because we don't have jobs.
Oh yeah, but I mean, you do. Like, you're making this a full-time job now. But it's like, but also your need to connect, right? And
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and you guys have the interaction element with fans that get to call into your podcast, which is genius. And you guys really do help. So I feel like there's like an extra level of needing to, I don't know, just connect again, for lack of a better word.
And it's a narcissistic therapeutic element.
For sure.
And which feels incredible. And it is, but the challenge will be for everyone out here, which they already know, is that because it's technically a simple idea to produce and launch your own podcast. I mean, truly, you just need a few microphones, and then suddenly you have your platform. But I think that the challenge will be, how do you make, you know, your footprint?
Yeah.
And
how do you find your voice?
And what resonates? And that will be the inevitable challenge, just like anything in entertainment. Sort of like, you know, what will people want to listen to on their commute? What will they want to listen to when they're working out? And I think that Sim and I are still, you know, we have an incredible
audience,
fan base,
yeah.
But we are also, you know, looking to, we never take that for granted. And I think that we're still trying to figure out, how do we explore?
What were the challenges? Because obviously, coming from the acting world, where you've solidified yourself as this comedy juggernaut, this is where you guys go fucking yeah.
Juggernaut.
But you know what I'm saying? Where people know you for a certain thing, but then you're coming to the podcast world where you're definitely showing a more vulnerable side and getting a little more, I don't know, conversational and real and emotional. So did you go out of your way to like, is that where the call-in aspect came? Because you're like, people know me as this, but I'm also this, and I want to make sure we expose that in the podcast.
Thanks for asking that. I wanted to connect with people in a way that that I felt like I couldn't very easily, in feeling isolated in like this weird world of like whatever the fuck celebrity means, whatever that shit is. I mean,
it looks like a lot of fun.
It's wonderful shit.
Yeah, I definitely want everything that you get to do.
Gift
bags, fancy cars, hot air balloons. I'm sure you get offered hot air balloon rides. Just
oh yeah, take me up there. Baby, but I also wanted to be able to control my own narrative.
Yes, and that's what these guys have the opportunity to do, right, with a podcast.
Yes.
And
yeah.
But
yeah,
again, you came in like with an established comedic voice, right? And you as a person, and so a lot of, you know, kids in college that are trying to start, A, you're finding your voice as a person, and then I think the podcast is definitely going to help speed that up because it's trial and error, but it's going to take, you know, quite a few episodes and years to really go, oh, cool, I think this is what we're doing. Even Brad and I, when we started, our whole thing was like about last night, like it's about the weekend, and we'll just tell crazy road stories because we're just a couple of crazy comics that'll do anything. Hey, I was at a Chuck E. Cheese with a couple of Persian guys. Let me tell you about it, right? And thought that was going to be enough to sustain an episode. And then you realize, oh, no, there's more and more podcasts. There also, as Brad and I got to know each other, we figured out, oh, there's more between us to talk about, and we got more comfortable, so there were more layers to uncover on the podcast. And I think that's what's really exciting, and that's what I would want to preach to you.
You're an excellent conversationalist.
What's that?
You're an excellent conversationalist.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Come on, Pacific Northwest. We're from the same place. Let's do
I just don't know how to do that very
well. Have you never fist bumped before? What's your move? Are you a high fiver?
No, I'm sort of like a...
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, that is awkward.
I mean, it was warm, but yeah. Yeah. Oh, geez, yeah. That's how my mom's friends from Temple hug me, because they're like not sure. Because one time, there's a woman named Sylvia. Sylvia Blomstein, and boy, she gave me a real inappropriate older lady hug, and definitely made some groaning. Well, I'm not going to show you here. If that guy with the dragon coat's here, I'll do it on him, but... it was definitely like a warm hug, and I think the hug was fine.
No,
it was just the noises she made.
Now.
What's
come
that?
On, I'll be Sylvia.
She just put her head real close to my ear.
Okay, all right.
All right, so you're Sylvia?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, Sylvia, yeah. Oh, jeez, I feel like you're, yeah, no. Oh, God, you smell great. I can feel.
You've grown up to be such a good boy.
I'm just trying to impress you, Sylvia. Everything I do it for you, Brian Adams style.
Boy.
Yeah,
I knew you. Would
I can. Is that a new bra? I can feel it. That is.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh. Such a good
no. How was your Shabbat?
Oh, it was wonderful. You
yeah.
Such a good boy.
I know. I just.
You would,
I missed
you're
you.
So tall now.
I got. Oh. I grew. I grew as an adult man. I know. It's my head. You're touching me a lot. You look me in the eyes a lot, real close, Sylvie. I don't know if you know that about yourself. Yeah. You're spot on with the eye contact. Anyway, Shabbat Shalom. And
I gotta tell you, I just got diagnosed.
Oh God.
Yeah.
With is it a good diagnosis? Oh no.
No, it's fine.
Or oh yeah, I don't know, maybe.
I just have to tell you, you remind me of
Herman. Do you remember that was your husband? Yeah.
Herman.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's me? No, I'm Adam.
Herman.
Yeah.
God, do you remember that time?
No, definitely not.
On the Big Island. Oh. You know Herman. Oh, Herman.
God, remember? Remember when we didn't do that?
You look just like...
Oh, and we're back to me, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, Sylvia, you...
Then I'm just going to like glaze off for a while.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else to do.
That's what she did. By the way... This reaction that you guys are giving is exactly the reaction that everyone gave as they watched her do this to me. Just silence and awkwardness and being like, okay, Sylvia, time to take your seat. The service can't start until you stop groping
this,
a man.
Though.
What's that?
Like, if I had been, I have a little heads up, like, I could have delivered a little bit, better.
You kidding me? That was. Do you guys think her Sylvia Blomstein was on point?
They're bored. They want.
Yeah.
No, they want
no,
to talk.
That's an authentic clap.
To fucking talk. Everyone wants to fucking talk. Okay, wait. Let's let them fucking talk.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Are they ready to talk?
Yeah.
All right. Who here? Wow, as I launch into this, I don't know what I'm going to say, but.
Go with your gut on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Who here is proud to be a Trojan?
You say that with a lot of reluctancy, as if.
I did.
Are you a Bruin?
No, I'm. I'm a Husky, but I don't even really buying into the whole like
the rivalry
establishment
is real
thing.
Yeah. When I was here, they UCLA duct taped Tommy Trojan.
Can we talk about Trojans though for a second?
For sure. You're not allowed to do that anymore.
What is a Trojan?
A condom. Amazing, and that's the answer we're going with. Isn't it also a warrior? Yeah, the Trojan
also,
from the war, yeah.
Yeah, but...
But let's be fair, he was wearing a condom
also,
on his head when he went to battle.
A clay horse that had secrets inside.
Yes.
I mean, sort of a betrayer, essentially.
Yeah.
So that's what you guys are?
Yeah.
Here? What the fuck is happening?
That's our sign. Anna, right, thanks
great.
For coming up. I'm going to bring up my second guest. Guys,
right.
Give it up for Anna Faris for joining the About Last Night, the first live at Traddy's. Can we hug it out? Sylvia.
Wait, can you play like a quick first date?
Yeah.
Please, please, please.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so let's pretend that we're on a Tinder date, okay?
Great.
Okay. I'm going to be sitting down next to you.
Where are we? Can we get a suggestion of location from the audience? Where?
Chili's.
Fuck yeah, you guys still go to Chili's? Margarita Tuesdays, hell yeah.
Oh my God, oh, whoops.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hey, Brittany?
Yeah.
Jake.
Yeah, you must be Jake.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's really nice to meet you.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I like Cool Shake.
Yeah.
That's usually what they say to me. They go, it's Cool Shake Jake, but...
Oh, that's cool. So, can I ask you...
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, well, right now I'm kind of in between jobs. Like, my dad runs this video game company.
Oh, my God, that's cool.
Well, he's trying to launch it because, like, there's so many out there right now, like Nintendo and Sega and... My dad's...
What's his angle?
Like, so there's, like, Grand Theft Auto, where you can, like, shoot guns and, like, drive super fast. But my dad's trying to do one where it's, like, a little more contained to where, like, you have to get, like, a gun license and you have to obey the street signs, you know? And, like, you get pulled over, like, legitimately. Because, like, that's a real concern. Like, people don't know that, like, a lot of... there's, like, traffic cops. You get parking tickets and shit. Are you hungry? Oh, I saw you looking at that signed photo of Magic Johnson. That's pretty cool. I guess he was here.
Yeah.
I sometimes come into Chili's and dream about maybe one day they'll put Jake's photo up on the wall, you know? But I don't know.
Okay, first of all, I have to tell you, I think you're really cute, but I need to know your sign.
Oh, I usually go double piece. When I walk in any sort of bar, I'm just like... Jake, like, okay. Like Trevor, like my buddy Trevor's there. I'm like, Trevor, and I give him a double backwards peace sign. Oh, did you mean like with the stars and shit? I think I'm a fucking. Oh God, my friend Chaz told me to prep on this question. He's like, don't not know what your sign is on a date. Like chicks always ask that.
Okay,
shit.
But I was just, okay, fine.
Yeah, I think I'm a Gemini. Did I say that loud? Because somebody at the bar really freaked out about that.
Okay, that means that, like, you're twins that are, like, tugging with each other. You probably, like, I don't know if that...
I definitely do feel that way, because sometimes I'm like, I'm fucking Jake, dude. I'm ready to party. And then there are times I'm just like, I want to chill and have, like, a couple of Zimas.
Oh, my God, that's cool. That's, like, you're kind of deep, then.
I'm pretty deep. Like, I don't know. I ran a... This is stupid, but I went to a Christian-Jewish combo camp when I was 10. And it was like, basically, it was a mostly Christian camp, but they were like, they let a couple of Jews go because there was like water skiing there. And the counselor was like, I don't know, he got this weird idea that like Jews are better at water skiing so we could show the other kid, whatever. Anyway, we did this like talent show and there was like a therapy circle. And I don't know, I just opened up really easily and I
feel that about you.
I feel.
Like you.
I feel that like, about. I feel that you feel me.
You totally have like talent and you can water ski. But the biggest question for me is okay, so you're essentially torn between like two identities.
Yeah, like I'm constantly Jake the party animal, but like again, sometimes I just want to like snuggle up. You know, on my futon and, you know, get my MyPillow. I got two of them, actually, because my stepmom said hers didn't fit her head right or some shit.
I'm sorry, your parents got divorced. Mine did, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Do you know that 70% of divorced kids are actually better lovers? I read that in my head.
I didn't know that, but that seems pretty accurate.
It's a real stat.
Yeah. I kind of feel like...
Do you also know that 89% of me is really digging you right now? And 94% of me kind of wants to leave this Chili's. But 6% of me wants to stay because I just saw steak bites get delivered to a table. So
you're good at math. Oh, my God.
Well, that was a sign. Somebody just died. Happened. So maybe we should not be witnesses to a Chili's murder. See, that's the part of Jake that comes out where I'm like, if I see someone die, I'm fucking out of there, you know?
Yeah. I one time I saw this guy die.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it was like this dude like got like his like head smashed in with a hammer. It was actually a pickaxe. It was weird. Oh. It was at Christmas. It was so fucking weird. But
that's a crazy. Crazy Christmas.
It was. But yeah, and like it was like brains. Like brains look actually different.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Because we're all like brains just look like fucking. Yeah.
Anyway, it was like it was disturbing, but it was also life changing because what I realized is that gray matter matters.
Matters. I was gonna say that.
So anyway, I don't know.
You know what else matters?
What? What?
What? What?
What? Just tell me what, my fucking tits, what? Fuck you.
Wow, all right, I was trying to be sweet about it, but yeah, your fucking
totally
tits.
I totally saw through you. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, yeah, I'll see you on the internet.
Are you a man or a woman? Do you have a wallet? Do you have stuff in your pockets that you shove into your wallet that looks like George Costanza's wallet from Seinfeld and people make funny on the street because they see your big-ass wallet leaking bullshit like deodorant sticks and mints and condoms that may or may not have been opened and you tried to try it on in the bathroom and you realized it was too big and then you get insecure so you take out your Subway stamp card but you drop your wallet and your SAG card and you realize this wallet I'm carrying around sucks. I need a better wallet that makes me look cool and appropriately fits all of my shit. Well, guess what? Look no further, baby. The Ridge Wallet is here for you. The Ridge Wallet is a minimalist front The Ridge Wallet is a front pocket wallet, baby, that helps you reevaluate your everyday carry. It was started by a father-son team, which is crazy to me. It makes me wish my dad and I did something cool like this instead of just a bullshit Pinewood Derby car. But these guys got funded on Kickstarter in 2013, and now the Ridge Wallet resides in pockets of over 250,000 men and women all over the world. It is made by two metal plates, okay, either titanium, carbon fiber, or aluminum, and it's bound together by a durable elastic band. Brad and I both have it. And I'm telling you, I got the aluminum one. Brad has a titanium wallet, and it looks sleek, dude. It just, we've already gotten compliments. When you take it out, it keeps everything tight and compact together, and you can carry way less, but always have what you need. And that's one of the huge benefits. It was designed to let you ditch your bulky wallet. You know what I'm saying? We all stuff too much shit in our pockets, and we don't need to. It's got a lifetime guarantee. It's the last wallet you'll ever buy. And again, it comes in titanium, carbon fiber, aluminum, and polycarbonate, and over a dozen different styles and colors. So there's a wallet for everybody. All right? So what you do is you go to www.ridgewallet.com/ALN and use promo code ALN10 to get 10% off your order. ridgewallet.com/ALN using the promo code ALN10 to get 10% off your order and get a Ridge Wallet today, baby. Organize your life. All right? You'll feel better. Trust me.
And scene. Guys. You're the best.
Thank you. How obnoxious.
Guys, Anna Faris, let her hear it, huh?
Yeah. No, and I'm sorry that we've like taken up half of the night.
We got still a little bit of time. I got one more guest.
You do?
Yeah. We got about 15 more minutes.
Whom is the guest?
Well, I'll introduce him in a second. Can I introduce him? Do you got the clip ready?
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. Guys, one more time for Anna Faris. Let her hear it, huh? Come on. Subscribe to the Unqualified Podcast.
Very kind.
Yeah. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, but now I have to like worm my way out.
That's all right. They'll play the clip while you do that.
Okay.
Guys, one more time for Anna Faris, huh? You can't clap enough. She's the reason we're here. Her and Sim. All right. My next guest coming up is, man, you know him. He's an amazing comedian. You know him from the hit show Two Broke Girls on CBS. Let's take a look at a clip of some of his work on that show, huh?
Have you guys seen a ball?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Uh-huh. Yes, Sophie, it's my painting. Excuse me, our painting. And it's going up on our wall.
I don't want that thing in here.
Oh, my God.
Nice, huh? I did it myself. It's a paint by numbers.
His nipples so big.
In my culture, big nipples mean power and wealth.
In our culture, big nipples means wears a t-shirt in the pool.
Guys, make it loud for the one and only Jonathan Kite! Yes! Go give Anna a hug. Guys, clap to the hug. Come on, huh? Clap to the hug so there's not silence and we hear them breathing while they hug. The one and only. Oh, guys, one more time, huh? He's still here. Jonathan Kite, huh? Coming up
still
on stage.
Here. Hey, what's bro. Up, dude?
Guys, John is one of my best friends in the world, and it's a big deal to have him here. John, you've been to USC campus before?
Nope. No, I haven't.
Great, thanks for coming. Guys,
thanks,
Jonathan
Kite! Thank you
Kite.
So much, guys. No. Thank you. I couldn't find this place.
Yeah, it is. Oh, we got a question from the audience already.
What's up? Hey, first of all, I miss you so much. I miss you. So, just so you guys know, she's on Mom, and we were in Two Broke Girls, and like we shared hallways.
What?
Forever, yeah.
Hollywood secrets. Give us some behind-the-scenes stories.
Well, the carpet was really nice. Wait, go ahead. I got to tell you one quick story about us meeting. So when we first met, I was so happy that you and Allison, you're the nicest people in the world. And when we got the hallway next to them,
yeah.
We would like, oh my God, like, look who's here. This is so cool. And you obviously knew Kat. And I remember like we were becoming so comfortable around one another. And there was like one day in the first like year that you and I met and you were like going up the stairs and we like high fived and you left and I'll see you later. I'm like, I love you. And I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck did I just say? And then you didn't hear me, thank God. And I was just like, cause we were just becoming such good close friends.
That's so nice of you to say.
That it was true. And I miss you both.
Yes.
No.
Like, I love you.
Oh. I'm so happy to see you, and congrats on the show. It's killing it. My mother wanted you to know that she watched you tonight. I'm doing a podcast with Anna, and she goes, let her know that I'm still watching the show.
She's a good crowd to have.
It's a great. Well, my mother's a substance abuse counselor, and she loves the show. Yeah.
Well, guys, keep about. It going for friends reuniting.
Come on, we haven't seen each other in like 2 years.
Are you kidding me? Thank Can I be honest? Anytime I see, like, John and I both travel a lot. When I'm at the airport and I see any sort of, like, couple or family, like, reuniting, a lot of times it's after you get off the plane and they're at the baggage claim. But, like, man, it's always the best, you know? Great. Right, buddy?
He's taking off. Yeah. All right, see you later, buddy.
What if that was like, yeah, my brother. I'll see you later.
You wouldn't even acknowledge
you as he's
walking by.
When you see, like, people come together, they haven't seen each other, it's like a sweet moment. And in times like these, sometimes you need to be reminded that, like, you know, airport love is always there.
I hope so.
John, have you ever gotten accosted at the airport by somebody you didn't think was going to be a fan of your comedy? Like, I don't know, like a 10-year-old kid?
TSA.
Like oh, yeah, for real?
Yeah, when I was in New York.
As they're patting you down?
As they're patting me down.
Which is the best time to, like, give a compliment. It's like...
Yeah, and then others joined in. It was like a multi-pat. A lot of hands. Like it was like an octopus was the TSA agent.
What's your favorite part about traveling for a gig? Because that, for most comedians, is like the work. You know what I'm saying? Once you get there, the show is the fun, but traveling can be quite the ordeal. You
Seeing
know?
If the plane's going to get canceled, if the flight's going to get canceled.
Anxiety, for sure.
Yeah, getting there late. If you like LAX is such a shit show.
Or if you've been laid over in an airport for like, I don't know, at least 4 hours, and there's nothing to do in that airport.
Yeah, that happened when I went to Toronto. I literally got off the plane and the taxi had to take me right to the club. And I just wheeled my suitcase to the back and walked right on stage. Because they had to start the show because the flight was so late.
Oh my God. When's the last time you've been on a college campus? Like, what are your first... Because these guys, you know, this is their life. So, like, I'm always curious when people come back to whether it's your alma mater, but even just the experience. Like, what comes flashing back?
Is this and like, good, can I tell you, yeah. So this bar, Traditions is
yes,
what it's called?
Traddies. Yeah.
What am I, a narc? Was he wearing a wire? So this is like the hang. This is like the student union?
I mean,
or,
you guys tell me, when
no,
I
it's not.
Went here, are you going?
No, I'm just going to urinate.
Okay,
we'll wait.
It was Traddies when I was here, and I think now, do people refer to it as Traditions?
Traddies,
yeah. All right, we don't have to be a dick about it. But, you know, I feel like... No, for sure. Yeah, so, and what are your first impressions? Because I'm sure people give you war stories of back in the day, right?
Yeah. I mean, we moved locations from what I heard, but it's a dungeon. I don't even know. People don't even know that we're down here.
For real? So this is not, like, for football games, if people don't go.
Yeah.
People come here.
Yeah.
How often have you guys been here if you hadn't come tonight?
Never.
Wow, but it's such a cool spot. Said nobody ever. Wow, you guys are just like, no, we don't come. Where do you go then? Tell us.
Nino.
The Nino is still a wow. Okay, so John, and for those of you listening at home that don't know what the 9-0 is, the 9-0, boy, there's just a lot that happens there. I'm sure there have been babies conceived in those bathrooms.
So I went to the University of Illinois,
yeah,
and Big Ten Champaign, and yeah, come on, girl, you get it. And call me after. I'll just get, anyway. So there's a bar there called Cam's, which has been around fucking forever.
Every college has that
they
bar.
They do. And even like, so John Goodman from Illinois used to go down there, and he described an interview one time. It's like if Animal House was a bar. And when I was there, they let in like 16-year-old kids with fake IDs.
Oh my God.
And then they got busted and then never shut down. So it's like also like a child sex ring or something going on there. But it's like that place, it's like you can't beat that place.
No.
They'll never shut down. And so,
well,
like,
because there's always a new class and a new crop of people coming through that, you know,
yeah,
and like yourself, like a new cycle of people that work there that are, you know, because I'm sure after a while the people at a given bar just can't be there anymore because they've seen too much.
Yeah, it's like a Vietnam.
The 9-0,
yeah, they got
is
a PTSD.
Down to LA's Vietnam for sure.
And so,
okay, cool. And some of these aren't jokes; they're just statements.
We're just, you know, talking, people.
We're just talking. Yeah, we have a question from the audience. Yes. I was in the Jewish frat, A.E. Pi.
Me too.
Or as they called us, A.E. High, because so much pot was smoked there. That's the first place I smoked a 5-foot bong. Yeah. Smoked a 5-foot bong and then went to a, you know, exchange as they had between the fraternities and sororities. And look, I got like, the fraternity thing was not even on my radar. And then somebody goes, oh, you guys, you get to move in early if you go to this, you know, thing, like it was like a 2-day hang to meet other Jews at school, and then you guys get to move in 2 days early. And I was like, fuck yeah. And then I rushed, and they're like, do you want to go to all these cool events? And I was like, hell yeah. And then, you know, a couple weeks in, they're like, piss your pants on purpose. And you're like, what? I probably said too much, but it was a good time. And
that guy wasn't even part of the frat.
Made a lot. Yeah.
Just some guy.
That was Slim outside of Spud Nuts. If I'm
piss
doing
your
it, you're doing
do it. Do it with me.
Yeah, the fraternity, look, that college part of the experience is like, for me, it was just like, I want to do as much to meet people as possible, which I feel like, especially for you guys doing this podcast class and trying to like form content and your voice, like, you know, college is all really like meet as many people as possible, and whether it's through classes or parties or whatever, or even just like walking through, like there's probably a podcast started by somebody at some point where you're just sitting in commons waiting to talk to people in between classes and seeing what they're doing in between classes. And judging by your silence, I'll guess that's not a podcast anytime soon. But I'm just spitballing ideas. But the point is, John, like if you were to say one thing, you've done so many podcasts, you have a podcast of your own.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what it's called.
It's called, my last name is Kite, so it's called Kites of the Round Table.
Right. And John is a staple on many podcasts, Adam Carolla, our podcast. And so what would you tell them about being a guest on a podcast or just being on a podcast in general? What's the one thing I think you want to avoid when you go on one or start one?
I mean, I think you got to have stuff to talk about. Like, and the truth is, if you're passionate about it, people can hear that. Like, you know, when I started listening to podcasts, maybe the subject matter, like if I was listening to Adam Carolla, who, you know, he's a pretty like hardcore conservative sometimes and stuff, but, and I'll go on there and we'll be in like political conversations, but I may not agree with his like politics, but I always agree with his passion, and he's such a good conversationalist about it. And so he always, and we're able to engage each other on stuff that maybe the other one isn't even interested in.
Right.
And so I think a lot of times, like, to have a point of view and to really have passion for what you're speaking about, that's like the most important thing when you're starting. That even if you were to go in there and like, we're going to talk about sunflower seeds or whatever, if you were like, you know, it's like, all right, fuck yeah, this is sunflower seed hour, and you were to go into it, I'm like, all right, I'm going to listen to 2 episodes. I'm not going to give you 3, but I got 2.
Yeah. Do you guys know who Adam Carolla is? Do you guys listen and do your homework and like know who the you know, there's a lot of,
yeah, one guy,
the bartender, not even taking the class.
My God, he's pretty big. I don't know. But
who,
yeah,
do you guys, who do you guys look to as far as people to study from in the podcast world? Yeah.
Yeah.
Great answer. Now those are both. Now I want to play devil's advocate. What about people like that have been like a guy like Mark Maron, who really was at the precipice of the podcast startup? Yeah, does he ever make it into your rotation?
Yeah.
Now some of you are like, no, fuck that guy. He reminds me of my dad. But what about him makes you not want to pay attention? Because that's something too to listen to. Like, right? Like if you're not intrigued by one podcast and you see something or you listen to 10 minutes of it and you're like, okay, this is not my bag. Like, why is that? Because you feel like there's not a built-in, like...
I don't have to ask.
Sure. But you think maybe there... Yeah. And again, like, maybe there's, though, a way to, like... If there's a certain question you want to ask... Like, I feel like always intention is, you know, carries a lot of weight. If you're if there's something you want to ask, and obviously you might feel a little trepidation and feel like it might be lead to an uncomfortable moment, like, I think there's always a way to try to... And for me, I'll say, like, there's been times with a guest where I'm like, oh, I definitely want to talk about this, but and I don't have as deep of a history with them. I'll try to really go out of my way to build extra rapport and make sure that they're comfortable so that they will want to talk about that, which I think is just a good conversational skill set. We have a question from the back.
How do you make them comfortable?
I do the Stairmaster a lot at 24 Hour Fitness, so I usually just show my calves, and that usually...
It's worked for me. You know what I think that Anna brought up
no,
about
let's,
you?
No, let's answer that, though.
I will, but for you, I've done your podcast so many times. You keep the conversation going the way that, like, morning disc jockeys do that.
Oh, no.
No, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Because I think you've had such a diverse group of people on the podcast who are coming from so many different levels and exposure, but every time I've listened to the podcast, and certainly when I've been on it, you always come with so much information that you're invested in the guest, so they're going to open up to you because you've done your homework.
Right.
So they feel like they want to be there, and you're genuinely interested in them and asking them stuff that they haven't probably heard 100 times.
Right.
You know, when people do like those press tours and stuff, Robert Downey Jr., they're like, what's it like wearing the suit? He's like, stop asking me that. I've heard that for like 100 times.
Yeah. Well, I think if you don't have a genuine interest and curiosity about the person, and even if you don't, there's times when, you know, we try to never have guests on that we're not having something to be excited to talk about, but if there is a little bit more to be discovered, like, you got to go out of your way and do research, and like, there's times when I'll spend 3-4 hours, even when we had Judd Apatow on, that guy has done so much press and so many podcasts, I'm like, man, I do not want to ask anything that he has been asked before, or go down or have him get into a story that he's been asked, because he'll do it if it comes up organically because he's a natural and he's a pro, but you want to try to give as many new moments as you can. John, I feel like you have had a pretty sweet college experience, but I want to ask some of if you guys don't know, and you probably do, John is one of the greatest living impressionists on planet Earth, so make some noise for that, because that is not an easy thing to do. So some of you are like, I can impersonate my math teacher from fifth grade. And, you know, if your fifth grade math teacher was super famous, we would all be pumped about that. But John does these amazing impressions. And I would like to play a little game, John, called College Secrets with celebrities.
Okay.
And I think we have a theme song for that. And, you know, if we don't, then I'll just improvise it a cappella.
You and I were like hauling oats on that.
Dude, my go-to default is just a little bit of Daryl Hall.
Oh, I'd love him.
All right, so John, we're going to play this and then we're going to wrap up.
Okay.
Have you guys had a good time so far, by the way, on the Live About Last Night podcast? Hopefully you learned something. Hopefully you got some laughs out of this. But again, John does pretty much the best impressions I've heard. And I think it'd be fun to hear about some of the stories from college experiences from some of our favorite actors and actresses that we've never heard. So first up, man, look, Tom Hanks, you went to college and people had to have been like, that guy's probably going to be most likely to voice a cowboy in a cartoon.
Well, I would say yes. I went to college, and I wrangled. I actually, most people don't know this, I'm from Northern California.
Yeah.
And
where did you go again? Was it Berkeley?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and people.
I was so high. I was so fucking high. And I was blackout. Definitely blackout. Blackout!
Tom, I know you've recently gotten back to your stand-up roots.
Yes.
And, which, of course, you played a comic in...
Punchline.
In the film Punchline.
Yes.
A classic with Sally Field.
Thank you.
And apparently you're doing your own impressions on stage.
Well, yes.
And apparently I saw, because I got to see at the Improv a few weeks ago, which was...
Oh, fun show.
It was a real treat, because I'd never seen you on stage before in a live setting, and you did this impression, maybe you can do it for the crowd, but it was an impression of you getting in an altercation in the alleyway of an IHOP. And
oh, so, well.
Maybe you just set it up.
This is Tom Hanks, me, at an IHOP. Hey! Hey! Hi! Syrup! Oh, sorry, sir. You don't work here? I didn't realize that.
Wow, that was unbelievable. Can you guys give it up for Tom Hanks?
Bye!
Now, look, I'm the biggest Jeff Bridges fan that there is. And, Jeff, I know that you didn't even go to college because you thought that life was the best school that anyone could subscribe to.
Man, let me tell you something right now, man. I'm in college right now. I never stop learning, man. And here's the thing. I was talking to a goat one time when I was fucking high on peyote. I'm talking about right here before I got in here in the fucking parking lot, man. And I said, I can't find the bar. And he said, it's right there. And I said, you learn something new every day.
Wow, Jeff Bridges is college that didn't happen. Now, Seth Rogen is probably the guy that people would assume had the best college experience. And Seth, I know that like you were smoking pot before you got to college. Is that true?
That is true. It was like amazing. And I went to blow glass. That's how I learned to make all those sweet bongs.
Wow.
Well, even in college, I was working in a salt mine in Tijuana.
Seth, what was your favorite stoner snack to eat while in college?
Gushers.
Didn't you do the voice for one of the Gushers in one of the commercials?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff Bridges did.
No, I did, man. I was going to say, Seth and I did a combo platter. It was like, hey, man, I played the young kid who came in and said, man, I'm tired. After school, I got all A's, Mom. Can you give me a snack? And then I came in and was like, I'm right here! Put me in your mouth! I'm full of liquid!
Wow, Seth Rogen, everybody. Seth Rogen. And last but not least, you were president of the United States, and now you're getting to just do a lot of public speaking. I know you've just given a lot of public commencement speeches, and I do want to ask former President Barack Obama, what do you think these kids really should try to soak up as far as the college experience, and what should be something they try to not avoid as they go through their 4 years here?
Adam, thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
First of all.
Well, I know you've never been to the USC campus before. You've always said, what did you say? I've always wanted to go to Traddies.
I've always wanted to go to Traddies, and I definitely fuck with the Trojan, and yeah. I've said that.
President Barack Obama. Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Kite, let him hear it. My name is Adam Ray. Thank you for coming to the About Last Night podcast here at Traddies at USC. Make some noise for Sim and Anna for putting this class and show on. And enjoy your next show. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, Get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.